From KLCC Studios, this is Oregon on the Record.
I'm Michael Dunn. When people in Western and Central Oregon think of winter recreation, they most likely think of Bend. After all, the skiing, snowboarding, winter hiking, and snowshoeing are top-notch. However, most people probably don't think of Bend as the site of a major LGBTQ plus enclave. If organizations like Out Central Oregon and others have their way, that's likely to change. Today on the show, you'll hear all about Winter Pride Fest and the activities associated with that event that is truly putting Bend on the map with the LGBTQ plus community. From both a reporter who covers issues throughout Central Oregon for the Bend Bulletin to a leader of Out Central Oregon, you'll hear how this once modest event has grown into one of the biggest pride celebrations in the state. That's next on Oregon on the Record. Bend has really changed in the last few decades. What was considered a fairly conservative, high desert town has become a fast-moving, expensive, and somewhat progressive city. What has also changed along with the city has been its growing LGBTQ plus community. On the show today, we're going to talk about Winter Pride Fest, and we'll talk with a local journalist who's seen its meteoric rise. Janae Wright, she is the audience engagement and features reporter at the Bend Bulletin. Thanks so much for coming on and talking with us.
Thank you, Michael. I'm so excited and honored to be here to chat with you.
Well, thank you. Gosh, you did this great story. I read it in the Bend Bulletin about Winter Pride Fest. And why don't you talk about your story and explain to folks who maybe don't know what Winter Pride Fest is?
It started in 2018.
Okay.
And there was only 150 participants at first festival. Hmm. And then now they're actually expecting upwards of 2,000 visitors to come into Bend.
Wow.
And that's not even the total. I'm not sure what the total numbers for the festival are, but it just keeps growing year after year after year.
Okay. And then physically in Bend, where is it located?
It's all over. And
okay.
Part of the purpose of the festival is to provide more visibility for the LGBT community, which is, it's typically underrepresented in outdoor spaces, like at Mount Petrelor Ski Resort.
Hmm.
That's kind of the main place that it takes place is at Mount Bachelor Ski Resort in Bend. But then it's also in town as well. There's ice skating at Seventh Mountain Resort. There's a comedy event in downtown Bend at the Tower Theater. There's snowshoeing through a company called Wanderlust Tours. Then there's also a dance party at Silver Moon Brewing. It's all over, and they really work to deepen relationships with businesses that are both queer owned and allies as well.
Okay. You know, Bend obviously is such a wonderful place, and so much outdoor recreation that happens there. I kind of wanted to sort of ask you, as you were reporting on this story, what was kind of the vibe like in terms of, like you said, drawing visibility to the LGBTQ plus community? Was it, in the folks you talked to, was it sort of a celebratory, and especially with regard to what you just talked about the fact that the event has grown so much in the last few years?
Yes, it is very people are super excited to be a part of it and that this is happening. It's very much a sense of celebration and inclusion and excitement. And it's something that's really, not just for the queer community, it's for everyone that wants to come. I think people are just happy to be able to celebrate. During the winter months, it gets cold and dark, and there's not that many opportunities to gather. Mm. And as you know, we head in towards spring, this is just an opportunity to bring bring everyone together and celebrate. So for this story, I had the opportunity to speak with the producer, Justin Buckles of Justin Buckles Productions, and then a couple of the drag queens that are going to be involved with the event as well. So drag queen Hayden, locally of Bend, and then also a drag queen that's coming out of Salem called Lilac. And they just talked so positively of the event. And Lilac, who's her full name is Toni Seha, said that she just felt so welcome. The first like in her past times coming to Winter Pride Fest, and that there's just so much love towards the drag community and drag art, and she found it really moving.
Let me reintroduce you to the audience. We're talking to Janae Wright. She is the audience engagement and features reporter at the Bend Bulletin. She had a large feature about Winter Pride Fest. Obviously, for the LGBTQ plus community, now it's kind of a fraught time. And I just wondered, is there an element of kind of protest involved in this? Or was it just, again, what you talked about, just kind of that idea of the sense of community and the fact that it's growing in a place like Central Oregon?
It really feels important now more than ever, but it felt that when I spoke to folks that were planning and involved with the festival, when I wrote a story last year and the year before, it felt just as important then. It's just, I think every opportunity that we have to gather and celebrate LGBTQ issues is important to be a part of.
Outdoor sports, especially winter sports, have been pretty homogeneous. And this idea of trying to expand the appeal of outdoor sports like skiing and ice skating amongst all people, it sounds like that they're really kind of hitting the mark here in terms of not just celebrating the LGBTQ plus community, but also celebrating all that Bend has to offer throughout all the different months of the year.
Absolutely. And I know ever since they founded this organization or this festival in 2018, Mount Bachelor especially has been super supportive. And it's offering discount codes for lift tickets and equipment rentals and lessons to make it more affordable and accessible. So it's important to in these spaces that are typically white and male dominated to have these organizations these events and efforts that surpass those kind of barriers and make it more accessible and inclusive.
Bend has become, certainly from decades ago, it's become a lot more sort of progressive, and you look at the politics of it. Bend itself is sort of becoming perhaps more sort of inclusive of all different kind of groups. Is that fair to say from your observation?
Yes, I would say it has. It's definitely experienced a lot of growth within recent years. There's been a huge influx of people moving in because of the so many benefits that Bend has in terms of really easy access to the outdoors and people, it's a huge hub for people that work remotely. So yeah, it's really the landscape has changed in a lot of ways. And then because of that, there's kind of been this little bit of tension and push and pull between people, longtime Bendites and people that are very new to the area. So I think, but overall, that there's been a lot of movers and shakers that have moved into town and are really working to expand so many great things in Bend, like our arts community, like these Events. There's so much happening all the time for people to get involved with, and the community has so many opportunities to band together and support each other in ways that were not present during those COVID years, and everyone kind of had to hunker down in their homes.
Sure. She's Janae Wright. She does a great job as the audience engagement and features reporter for the Bend Bulletin, and her story about the Winter Pride Fest. Thank you so much for coming on and talking with us.
Thank you, Michael. I really appreciate you having me on the show.
Out Central Oregon is the leading LGBTQ plus organization in Central Oregon, and you'll hear now from one of its leaders about Winter Pride Fest. Lauren Rose, the president and board member of Out Central Oregon, thanks so much for coming on and talking with us.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. Happy to be here today.
Yeah, let's talk about Winter Pride Fest. You know, talk about it, talk about all the activities, talk about all the excitement.
Yeah, excellent. Well, you are catching me after the festival. So I apologize that my voice is a little raspy today. We had a absolutely fantastic, wonderful weekend. 4 days worth of fantastic events. Everything from family-friendly events like ice skating. We had a community resource fair. We had a number of really fun dance parties and just really opportunities for places for people to really get together, be in community, meet new friends, run into old friends. It was really a fantastic experience.
Yeah. And then I know Mount Bachelor has a lot of it. You know, talk about sort of, you know, the skiing events and that sort of thing. You said running into old friends, hopefully not running into them on the ski slopes.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely not running into friends. Yep, we have, you know, Mount Bachelor is a fantastic partner for Out Central Oregon and Winter Pride Fest. They had a variety of skiing events from group skis to people getting together to do what's called the Pride Run. We had two different Pride Runs this year, both on Saturday. You know, Mount Bachelor really rolls out the red carpet, if you will, this weekend for the LGBTQ plus community to come up and celebrate. And, you know, I think what's really, you know, unique about this, the skiing is that it's an opportunity for both the queer community, but also allies and people who are supporters to get together and spend time with each other skiing, doing an outdoor activity. Which is, you know, really a bond, can be a really bonding experience up on the mountain. The weather was fantastic. The ski conditions were really great as well. So, you know, that always helps. And we had a great lodge party as well on Saturday with people dancing and spending time together.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about the genesis of the event, you know, how it got started and why it got started.
Yeah, you know, it really got started a number of years ago, back in 27, 2018. It was really a small group of friends, folks living here in Central Oregon, that really just wanted to get together, spend time, go skiing up at our local ski resort, Mount Bachelor. So that was really the genesis of the event, really a place to be visible and be seen in an outdoor recreation activity. And it has really morphed into a 4-day celebration of community. You know, the current Out Central Oregon team is really grateful for the groundwork that these founding members laid to really set Winter Pride Fest up to be a really successful event in, you know, showing visibility and advocacy for the 2S LGBTQ plus community and for people here in Central Oregon.
Yeah. And talk about that growth. I mean, you say it started in 2018, roughly, you know, how many people participated then, and then kind of juxtapose that with what you're seeing this year.
Yeah. No, great question. So, you know, in the early days, it was really, you know, a handful of people, 7, 8, 9, 10, maybe a half a dozen people or so in the beginning. Versions of what's Winter Pride Fest today. I don't have final numbers, but we're probably somewhere around 2,500 people
Wow.
this weekend across the four events. Many folks participating in all of the events. I actually met people on Thursday who I ran into on Friday and Saturday, and then again on Sunday. So it was really, really cool to see people coming out and kind of tapping into all the different events. This year we tried to have a real wider variety of event types for people to pop into. So we saw a lot more teens this year. We saw a lot more of our BIPOC community at different events. We saw people from around the nation. We saw people globally. I met a couple from New Zealand. So it's really turned into a much wider breadth of the queer community.
Yeah. Let me quickly reintroduce you to the audience. We're talking with Lauren Rose. She is the president and board member of Out Central Oregon. We're talking about Winter Pride Fest. Does the growth of the event itself, does it kind of mirror a more visible and growing LGBTQ plus community in Central Oregon?
I would say so. I mean, I think that there's always been an LGBTQ plus community here in Central Oregon. I think many people choose to kind of stay quieter about that because this area hasn't always accepted diversity. But I do think that you're seeing a movement here in the community to be more inclusive and to make sure that we are having the diversity here that makes for a strong and beautiful community.
Yeah. Boy, give us a sampling of maybe some of the comments that you heard from at Winter Pride Fest, and both, folks that maybe have gone each year, but then if you happen to talk to newcomers, what were some of the things they told you?
We heard from a lot of folks that were just really grateful to have a safe space for people to get together. And be unauthentic or unapologetically themselves, and feel safe, maybe just being in, being with their friends. I think that, we forget that that's an important factor to people's lives, just being able to connect. I met a woman who was in her mid-40s, and it was her first Pride event. She felt safe enough to come out and enjoy event of queer celebration. So that to me is it's like the whole event is worth it when I meet folks like her. We had a lot of teens at a number of our events as well, and it was cool to just interact with these kids who are just really coming into themselves and having an opportunity to celebrate and be safe and also see older queer folks out there having a good time. So it's important that we're modeling for younger generations that it's okay to be queer and that it's okay to have queer joy.
I want to ask you about, with the growth of this, the size and the scope of Winter Pride Fest, does it also help to kind of showcase the resiliency of the LGBTQ community in Central Oregon, especially? And we have to be, we're obviously talking in light of what's happening at the federal level and whatnot. I just wondered, kind of your thoughts of, obviously it's been growing, and I imagine that's very, encouraging with regard to what's happening there in Central Oregon.
Yeah, absolutely, Michael. You make a good point. Queer joy is an act of resistance, and I think that during this time, we are having an existential emergency across not just queer communities, but other marginalized community as well. And so I think coming together and showing that, we stand united, that you cannot take queer joy or really any marginalized community joy away from them, and that we're still going to get together. I think that that's a more important than ever during this current political and cultural climate that we're experiencing.
You know, obviously, if rainbow colors are exemplify or symbolize the LGBTQ plus community, there's another color that I think that, you know, you're demonstrating here, and that's the color of green, meaning money. Obviously, what you're demonstrating is that, you know, the LGBTQ plus community in a place like Bend, which obviously tourism and outdoor recreation are such important economic drivers, you're really kind of showcasing how much the LGBTQ plus community means in terms of economic power as well, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's really another comment that I heard quite a bit over the weekend, was making sure that, you know, that we're voting with our dollar and that we are supporting, whether it's organizations and activities like Winter Pride Fest, or it's some of the other corporate companies, that we make sure that we're, you know, voting with our dollar and supporting organizations and events that promote inclusivity and equality.
Lauren, my last question for you is sort of, what are your hopes for Winter Pride Fest going forward? You know, hopes in terms of growth and participation, but also just hopes in terms of sort of being recognized and visible in Central Oregon as well as the rest of the state.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think for future Winter Pride Fest, we hope to, you know, really engage with more of our queer youth and our trans communities. We also want to continue to make sure that we're bringing diverse events, and that also that includes both the style of the event and also the performers and the talent that we're highlighting, local and regional artists. We also want to continue to engage with our sponsors here in the community. You know, you talk about the funding aspects that go into Winter Pride Fest, making sure that we have good community partners. We've had some phenomenal community partners the last several years, and we want to continue to make sure that we're engaging with our community.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Lauren Rose is the president and board member for Out Central Oregon. We've been talking about their successful Winter Pride Fest. Thanks so much for coming on and talking with us.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. Really appreciate it.
That's the show for today. All episodes of Oregon on the Record are available as a podcast at klcc.org. Tomorrow on the show, we talk with Oregon House Republican leader Christine Drazen about new legislation aimed at sexual predators and a local psychiatrist who provides advice to federal workers laid off from the job. I'm Michael Dunn, and this has been Oregon on the Record on KLCC. Thanks for listening.